You can hold your cards close.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Yesterday, we talked about the benefits of sharing, and specifically in content marketing. So if you're putting things out there on a regular basis, it's good to share. It's good to be able to show who you really are and appear more human, whether you are or you aren't. And that's all good. But there's also a benefit to holding back. Let me get into this, because this isn't discussed very often. So I think oftentimes people tend to hold back initially when it comes to politics, sex, religion, you know, kind of the taboo areas, because people don't want to offend. And that's all fine and good. But eventually you got to get to the point where you don't care about offending too much. But then you got to think, okay, so what should I say? And what shouldn't I say? And it, for me, it doesn't, I could just give you an example from my perspective, because I've been doing content marketing in terms of ongoing daily videos and podcasts now for, we're close to 900 consecutive videos that we've put out there. And we're, the one thing that I found over and over again is that just because you're being controversial doesn't mean you're achieving anything. Okay, you can achieve some shock. You can push away people you don't want to work with. Do it intentionally, though. Don't just say things just to say things unless you just want to be working with people who think identically to you in politics, religion, and everything else. That's the way I see it, because I would be happy to work with somebody that's very different from me politically, that's very different from me religiously, that's very different from me in how I view sex and everything else. And honestly, I love talking about those things, especially with someone that's open. It's not the first thing I talk about when I walk into a room of strangers. I want to know where people are coming from first before I let on where I'm coming from, and mainly for the point of communication. It's because I'll say something a little bit differently if I know that they're coming from a different perspective. Not that I'm worried about offending them. Not that I'm worried about showing myself for who I am or anything of that sort. It mainly comes to communication with me. And I want to be able to communicate directly with people. And the more I know about other people first, the easier it is for me to communicate to them. And I think most people appreciate that. So I'm careful. I don't lay it all out there. I say a lot of things that most people wouldn't say. When I do say things that may be controversial, I do it purposefully. I do it with a little bit of forethought. And at least for the most part, every once in a while, I'm sure I'm saying something that, I'll tell you the truth. Some of my most controversial videos were completely unintentional. I had no idea there were certain controversies that existed. And all you got to do is look at some of my highest rated videos and you can see these huge arguments that came about, or attempted arguments, people trying to put me in my place. And I normally won't join in on it, especially if that wasn't my point. So a lot of times I'll bring up something that has controversy attached to it. So a piece of religious mail we've looked at in the past and other things of that sort. I'll bring that out and show people. And people want to attack that instead of what I was talking about, which was the marketing aspects of it. So things like that will occur from time to time. There are always going to be misunderstandings. You can't help that. If you put yourself out there, you are going to have misunderstandings. And you should have people that dislike you. If you don't have a large amount of people that dislike you, then you're not doing enough marketing. Honestly, you've got to have that out there, especially if you want to put personality out there, which I encourage you to do. In fact, I talk a lot about that in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. I'm going to be giving a speech this weekend where I'm going to be discussing personality and how to include it in certain businesses. And so that's going to be fun. So next time I see you, I'll probably be in an airport. So this will be an interesting trip. It's a long trip because the way I scheduled it, I waited too long to get my ticket. And so it's going to take a long time to get from one place to the other. I'm going to end up in Orange Beach area of Alabama. So be a first time for me. Haven't been there before. Go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business, free copy at amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.